China needs a deeply formed Catholic laity, called to offer their own contribution in wider society. It needs priests and religious men and women who give luminous evangelical witness. It needs good bishops. But the evangelization of China cannot be achieved by sacrificing essential elements of the Catholic faith and discipline. These were the conclusions of the Commission for the Church in China following their fifth annual meeting here in the Vatican this week. The commission was created by Pope Benedict in 2007 out of his particular concern for the life of the Catholic community in the country. This year, with one eye on the upcoming Year of Faith, the commission's meeting focused on the formation of the laity, but it also addressed the more difficult issues that the Catholic community in the country faces, from the claim of entities to place themselves above the bishops to the question of illegitimate episcopal ordinations. The statement, released on Thursday, expressed the Commission's admiration for the strength of faith and loyalty of those clergy detained and restricted because of their fidelity to the Pope. At the same time, the Commission denounces other bishops who have recently participated in the illegitimate ordinations of candidates who do not have the Pope's approval. The Commission says these actions not only put at risk their own canonical status, moreover, they disturb the Catholic community of believers and also put other consciences at risk. Finally, the Commission recalls that this upcoming May 24th, the entire world is called upon to celebrate a day of prayer for the Church in China. I'm Eimear McCarthy.